Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have Miss Liz Black, who is a radio personality, join us today. When she arrives, I promise you, she said she was going to arrive today. But first, let us pray, then we're going to read Scripture. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, starting us on our way, Lord. We're asking would you just bless this ministry to be something that you are pleased with, something that you're satisfied with, and we're just asking would you continue to lift us higher in your name, Lord. We're asking you to continue to just bless each and every person and to help us to become better people for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I'm going to read Psalm 118, 1 through 3, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever." I have read Psalm 118, numbers 1 through 3. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers' doors and the seekers of his holy word. Now, we are currently waiting on Miss Liz Black. We spoke, and so I'm pretty sure she will be on. But we're going to move on, and we're going to wait on Miss Liz Black as we have before. And I want you to know, I want you to look at, actually, my webpage under Facebook, Elfrida Love. And I want the different events that we are having. And the reason why I say that is because on today, after we before we interview Ms. Black, we're going to go over some of these events, especially if you look at the main event on my Facebook page entitled 114, I Will Survive. And that is the youth conference, which is coming to Central Texas. And I'm going to start with Waco, Texas. And that is actually coming in March. I don't have a date yet, but it's coming in March. And as we wait, this is actually a good time to really talk about the significance of the numbers 1 and 14. That particular topic, 1 and 14, that was described has to do with a project, as I said before, and a conference. And so the number 1 represents, I'm going to briefly tell you and then we're going to go into it until Ms. Liz Black arrives. The number 1 represents independence. So I want you to write down independence because I want everyone to get a visual of what this whole conference is about. And I'm going to continuously repeat the significance of the conference each time that I get on air because I want everyone to understand how important it is for you to attend and also how important it is for us to take action. So I'm going to use this particular time that we have to explore the significance of what 1 and 14 means. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to write down the number 1. Write down the number 1. Okay. Write down the number 1. Okay, and I want you to write down independence. Okay? Number 1 is independence. Now I want you to write down the number 14. The number 14.
Okay. The number 14 literally means miracles, healing. I want you to put miracles and healing. Miracles and healing for the number 14, miracles and healing. And actually for the number 1, I want you to put independence and unity. Independence and unity. So for the number 1, independence and unity. And for the number 14, I want you to write down miracles and healing. And I'll give you about a minute to do that as I check the lines. If anyone in New York is listening, please tell Ms. Liz Black that I am waiting on her patiently. Thank you. I'm just playing. Okay, so when we look at the number 1, and I'm going to show you how I derived at this particular conference that the Lord has given me. When we look at number 1, the independence is not an independence as in this is my project or this is mine or this belongs to me. When we look at independence, God says that we should only focus on Him. So put God where it says independence. Okay? Put God where it says independence. And this goes for the number 1. This is how God allowed me to use number 1. And this is going to be our theme, 114. And we're going to have shirts and everything made. But that's how we came up with number 1. Independence is God. We're depending on God. Okay? When we look at unity, which is also part of number 1, unity has to do with the Father. I want you to put Father and Son. Now then, I want you to take note of this unity, okay? This whole project is centered around our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I'm speaking to you, I'm also checking my messages to make sure that I'm not missing anything or anyone. Okay, so when we look at number 1 and we look at independence, we know that we're depending on God. When we look at unity, we're looking at the Father and the Son. Now, with this particular workshop, this huge workshop that's coming next year, God's willing, in 2015 in March, the Lord says that we focus on unity of the Father and the Son. If you all recall, the crisis is really in the male population, okay, between the ages of, as I said before, 1 and 14, we're able to save our males. We're able to build that foundation. We're able to build the blueprint so that we can have a firm foundation once they reach 15 on up to manhood. Okay? So we're talking about unity. Now, I want you to write under the Father and the Son, I want you to write girls, and I want you to write women. Okay? When the Lord speaks about girls and when He speaks about women, okay, particular age in which is very crucial for the ladies is between the ages, or excuse me, from actually with the girls and women from 15 to about 30. Okay, and we're going to have some research to prove this. So when we talk about unity, all right, we're unifying our girls. We're unifying our men and boys and our women, okay? So let me explain this because this is very important that we understand why we're at the conference. It's very important that we understand why we're receiving the tools, why you're going to hear what you're going to hear at the conference, all right? And if Ms. Liz Black, if she comes, then we will revert over to her interview. But we're going to get this interview before 2015 hits, okay? So let me tell you this, okay? I'm going to tell you how all this works, the independence and unity. Number 1, we are depending on God because God gave us this project. So we're depending on God and His blueprint in order to set up systems that will unify the Father and Son of America and the girls and women of America. The reason why we're using the numbers 1 and 14 is because this is the critical part in our males' lives in which they are to have a foundation. You notice that I put the girls and women under the men because, the reason why I did that is because our particular age group from 1 to 14, there is a crisis going on. But you really see women experience a lot of stress and a lot of life changes between the ages of 15 and 30. Why? Because their children are getting older and they are now facing these same problems that I'm talking about with their sons and sometimes with their daughters at these particular ages. So 15 to 30 is a very crucial age for girls and women because, as I said before, the children, their children, whether they had them young or not, their children are growing up now, and they're seeing these problems in males, right? The fathers of these children or the husbands of these children, they're seeing problems. And then that's when we start hearing about divorces and we hear about domestic violence and we hear about things that's happening in the community because there's a disconnect, okay? And it starts with our males, right? It starts with our males. And many times what you'll find in households is the female is running the household because we didn't set the foundation between 1 and 14 for our males. So the females need to understand this 1 in 14 system because I guarantee you they're going to be in contact with the male, okay? So that's why we're so much focusing on the 1 in 14 theme, okay? And so we're going to address the needs of the girls and women as well in this particular conference, all right? So you have independence in God. Then you have unity. So we're bringing this thing together. This is all with number 1. So we're depending on God to unify the father and son and to unify the mother and daughter, which correlates into a population. I want you to put population, population, okay? And a culture, right? Population and a culture. Now, the reason why we have the number 14, okay? The reason why we have the number 14, the number 14 represents miracles and healing. And since we have time, and we're going to wait on Ms. Liz Black as long as we talk about this project, because this is going to take a while. I want you, if you're at your computers, I want you to go to Google, and I want you to look up the number 14, just type in number 14, and biblical meaning, okay? The number 14 and biblical meaning. I want you to type that in, the number 14 and the biblical meaning, okay? Now, when you look at this particular thing, and I keep going back to my studio because I want to make sure that Ms. Black is not on hold, you will find that the number 14 is very, very significant, all right? The number 14 represents deliverance or salvation, okay? Deliverance or salvation, okay? Deliverance or salvation, okay? And I want you to really think about that because I want you to know that those concepts with the miracles, the healing, the deliverance, and salvation is very important. Deliverance and salvation. Okay? Now, how does all of this match up? We're going to continue with the number 14. When we talk about deliverance, we're talking about being delivered from destruction. As I said before, 40% of our African-American males, okay, 40% have been killed or murdered in the streets. This does not include our males. This does not include the numbers within the streets as far as being shot by police, okay? So murder is still murder, even if they are shot by policemen or women. That's still murder, okay? Murder is not just defined in this particular project as is a civilian shoots someone. Murder is defined as taking a weapon to take someone's life. That's murder. Now, the statistics in the media will show you that 40% of our males, and they specifically said African-American males, have been murdered. And as I said before, that is not counting the murders in the hands of policemen and women. That is not counting that. So the number is, it's not significantly higher, but it at least makes it 45 to almost 50%, which that is half, almost half of our male population. We haven't even begun to talk about incarceration, and that's going to be another workshop, because this particular project is one project with a lot of pillars in it. Okay, right now we're just trying to get a basic foundation, and we're going to see if the rates of murders and the rates of unemployment, especially for our male populations, we're going to see if that actually goes down once these systems that God is going to give is put in place. But as for now, we're talking about deliverance. We're talking about being delivered and set free from the drugs, being delivered and set free from the streets, being delivered and set free from whatever it is, anger, hostility. And I want to tell you a secret before we even get started. A lot of number one that's happening within our male population is anger. Anger, I want you to write that down, because we're going to learn about this in the workshop. Anger, and we're going to have visuals and we're going to be writing, so get ready. Anger is closely tied in to breaking the unity of the father and son, especially. It happens with the mother and daughter, but it's very prevalent in the father and son. I want you to put anger between the father and the son. Okay? I want you to put anger between the father and the son. This is why we have number one, because we're missing the unity piece. And because we're missing the unity piece, we cannot be dependent upon God. We're dependent upon ourselves. That's why we fail at so many things. So God is saying the unity, there, with unity, there's a disconnect because of the anger. And we're going to talk about the culprit anger. If you notice that every time a male is killed, it doesn't matter what color they are, there was some anger and hostility in someone, either the shooter or either the victim. There was anger. Anger is always the issue, because we have not given them the skills to communicate how they feel. And that's the powerful thing that makes this workshop so unique, is that we're going to have people who actually have been working with individuals in these systems, and we're going to come up and we're going to have little demonstrations and things in order for people to learn how to deal with that A word, which is anger. And that breaks up a lot of the cohesiveness. That's anger, okay? So what breaks up one in, what breaks up number 14 is anger, okay? And without having the unity, we cannot really be in love with God and depend on God, okay? So we talk about deliverance, and then also we talk about salvation. For number 14, deliverance and salvation is very important. What are you being delivered from? You're being delivered from anger, okay? A lot of our males of all races, they hit the streets because they're upset. They're upset because maybe their father left. They're upset because maybe they have to be raised by someone else. They're very upset and they're angry because of those type of issues, because there's not a father and son bond like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's not a bond, so they become angry and they disperse, all right? And so they go where they're accepted. They begin to join gangs. They begin to be in the streets, you know. Not only does that happen, but if you notice, as the Lord is showing, most of the males who are shot or killed are killed by other males. And so they have no respect. Our boys, our young men, have no respect for other males because they correlate the male who's trying, some of them, correlate the male who's trying to help them with their fathers. So if you think about all of the young men, I want you to research all the young men lately who have been shot or killed. Ask this question: do they have both parents in the household, a mother and father? It doesn't matter if it's a stepdad, but do they have both parents in the household? Okay? Then once you look at that, then you need to realize, okay, do they have any anger? All right? Because some of these people, the family members, they interview, and you find out this type of stuff in order to help. All right? So when we look at independence, we're looking at God. That's number one. All right? That's always number one. Then number 14 is unity, and we're looking at the Father, the Son, and the mother and the daughter, which forms a population and culture, which that's number 14. And then it deals with deliverance and salvation. Once you are delivered from anger, once you are delivered from anything that holds you back, then you're able to experience salvation, which is free. And we talk about salvation a lot. We talk about the favor and the grace of God. And that is how God was able to bless me to come up with the workshop of one and 14. And that's going to be the title of our shirts as well. And that's the title of the workshop, the main event, 1 and 14, because particular title signifies the whole conference, which is we are building on independence, unity, deliverance, and salvation. And when I say 1 and 14, I'm not just talking about the number just 1 and 14. I'm talking about all the other numbers in between. But the definite numbers, the finite numbers, the definite numbers that God wants us to focus on is the beginning and end. He says he's the Alpha and the Omega, right? Now, whatever comes in between, right, he says what's really important is that last number. He said that's the most important. But we have to have a starting point, which we're going to start at the vision that God gave, which is number one, and that is independence, and that is being dependent on God instead of the world. And then we're going to end with number 14, which is unity. So when I retire at the age of 100, when I finish all of these projects, when I'm 120 and pass it on to somebody else, then we're still going to be talking about the Alpha, which is God, and the Omega, which is unity of the Father and Son. And you can take it spiritually or you can take it worldly. But either way, even in the kingdom of God, there is unity in the Father and the Son, and the Lord wants the same for the world. Right? And so the Lord is showing that we're going to go many places and we're going to present this workshop. I'm still at the point of trying to put the workshop together. I have my girl speakers. I'm going to also be a speaker. I have two of my male speakers, and I think I need maybe two more, and that's it. And we're going to have a general session in which we will meet with all of the adults and all of the children who will participate. Then we will break out, right? We're going to have a general session. Then we're going to break out. We're going to have a session with just the adults, and we're going to really talk about the systems that God has put in place between the 1 and 14. And these are not just scriptures that we're going to read. These are things that the Lord will reveal that will help raise the standard, especially for our males and for our females, right? And then in the other two rooms, we're going to have, for our girls, we're going to have from 5 to 12, they're going to be in the same room, okay? And we're going to talk about issues that they deal with, and we're going to talk about peer pressure, and we're going to talk about things that they can do to be successful young women when they get 15 all the way to 30, okay? That's their threshold. And so we're going to talk about those things. We're going to talk about success and build up success within those young ladies. Then that's our 5 to 12. Then from our 13 to 18-year-olds, we are going to focus more on peer and socialization, and we're going to focus on success, and we're going to focus on raising the standard. We're going to focus on leadership because that's where we want to get the girls to leadership by that time. They, you know, most of the time at that particular age, between 13 and 18, young ladies, they're in groups and they want to be popular, and their friends are most important. And so we want to raise leaders. And once we raise leaders through this program that we're going to have annually, once we raise these particular leaders, then others will begin to follow them. And then we will kind of turn around things that's happening in the community once all of these positive things are put in place. Okay? So that's going to be the girl side. For the boy side and the young men side, we're going to have the same age group, 5 to 12, and all the gentlemen are going to be in the same room speaking to another gentleman or gentlemen, and they're going to really focus from 5 to 12 on socialization because a lot of times times our gentlemen, they're angry, and they don't know how to express themselves. So what do? When they go to school, they throw fits. That's anger. That's still anger. However you look at it, it's anger. When they interact with their peers, they may hit them. That's anger, right? Because they're angry inside. When they say things that they shouldn't, that's still connected to anger. So believe it or not, instead of teaching our little boys about toughness and being a man or becoming a man, we need to teach them how to filter the anger, how to deal with it, how to handle it. We're going to be breaking walls at this relationship, at this workshop. We're going to be breaking walls and tearing down walls that causes our young people, especially our young males, 5 to 12 years old, to already begin acting out in elementary school. Really break down all of these walls that many have put up, all right? We're going to break down the walls. So that's our 5 to 12-year-old. We're going to actually have some individuals who work with the system as far as the police system. And I was eyeing another individual who works with juvenile justice. And we're going to bring those people in so that they can begin to counsel with them and speak to them so that they will know how to handle that. And a 5-year-old understands. They're going to have tools to take home that we're going to give the parents where they can work with them. Okay, that's 5 to 12-year-old. Now, when we talk about 13 to 18, this particular area, we're still going to have a more advanced level of dealing with anger and socialization, but we're also going to talk about how they are to be gentlemen, how they're supposed to respect, especially young ladies, how they are supposed to be the leaders, how they're supposed to be just studious and things of that nature, and how to interact with a public servant. That is one of the big components of this workshop that we're going to talk about. And I really want to, after this workshop, I'm going to, on my website on AfridaEmanuelLove.com, I'm going to put some things on my website as far as how public servants, and we're going to talk about this in the workshop, should also treat the civilians or the people who they interact with. If both parties understand how to act, I think we can prevent some of this brutality and violence in the streets. You know, I think we can do that, because what's happening at this particular time, and the reason why we're even having this workshop, we're going to have it annually, is because a lot of people are afraid, you know. So our young men begin to run, or they'll talk back, you know, when something happens or when they're approached by a public servant. They'll do that because they don't know how to handle their anger. They never was taught. And whose responsibility is it? It's really ours. It really starts at home, right? But because the anger comes from the house, right? And so when they go other places, they display that anger. And these are the same young men, same little boys, same, as I said before, young men who go out when they get older and they have a negative interaction with public servants. So we are going to really have an intense workshop. I'm going to bring in my nephew, who's a student at the University of North Texas in Dallas. He's a accounting major, very studious young man. He started a couple of groups at UNT. But I really want these young men and the individuals who I bring in to work with these students. I really want them to work with them, and I want them to – we're going to have a curriculum, and we're going to give them tools to take back with them so that they can use that and their parents can work with them, okay, and their community leaders. We're also going to try to give some electronic. I'm going to get some emails, and I'm going to try to email some things out to the community so that, you know, when these particular students or adults come to your different venues, right, then you also can know how to interact and model that same behavior or that program that we're trying to put in place. And that will also make your business professional, and also it will help you to be able to relate to all types of people. And so this workshop, we only have a short amount of time. We're going to have 4 hours. I'm only allotting 4 hours. And so within 4 hours, we're going to have to make this as intense as possible. It's going to be a serious workshop, but a fun workshop. But our main focus is 1 in 14 and setting up those systems. Our main focus is socialization, renewal, deliverance, and salvation, because we're really trying to help our young people. We're trying to help set a standard for our young people. And so that's the reason why we came up with all of these particular systems in place. That is the sole reason why we did that, okay? So I want you to just think about this. As I said before, it's entitled the main it's the main event, but the title of the workshop is 1 in 14 Youth Conference. That's all. I'm going to make it very generic. God says, you know, you don't have to make anything fancy, because the richness comes from the workshop. The richness comes from the word. So it's going to be 1 in 14, right? And it's going to be, and I'm sending Miss Liz Black a message. We just spoke today. It's going to be 1 in 14, and we're going to call it a youth conference, a youth empowerment conference. That's what it's going to be called, okay? So I want you to remember that, and I want you to understand and recognize that this, as I said before, if you look on my Facebook page, at the top I put the main event, and I put I Will Survive Conference 2015, and our students and our youth will survive, okay? We have to do something. We have to give them the tools so that they can go out and be able to speak to public servants. They can go out and be able to be successful young men and women. So that is the reason why the conference is entitled 1 in 14. And it also explains the reason as to why we're having the youth conference in the first place, because God wants us to depend on Him. He says there needs to be more unity between the Father and the Son. And He said that girls and women need to understand, right, not only being independent, but they need to understand how to maintain themselves and how to trust and depend on Him. So it doesn't matter if we're only talking about the Father and the Son, or we're talking about the woman and daughter. God says that we need a population and a culture that is unified and that is dependent on Him. And that is how the 1 in 14 was developed, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? And Miss Liz Black is still not here, and we just spoke today, and I know her schedule is very hectic, but you know what? We're not going to give up on Miss Liz Black, because I feel that she has a great heart. And I listen to her, and you know, I follow her radio ministry, and she follows me on Twitter and all these other places. So we have more time for Miss Liz Black, and we still have an hour and 26 minutes. And so I wanted to reiterate a particular message to you about the 1 in 14. I want to talk about, for a second, let's change gears. Okay? Let's change gears here. So I know that the 1 in 14 is very strong on your mind, because it's very strong on mine, and I'm just like, I mean, it's very intense and it's very much needed. So let's take a little 30-second breather, and then after our 30-second breather, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the revelation that God gave me with the alterations of life and God being our seamstress. I thought that this was going to be an encouraging message as far as scriptural message, like a scriptural message. But the Lord spoke and said this is a revelation. This is His revelation. And I want you to get out a sheet of paper, because you're going to need it. And if Miss Liz Black shows up, then we're going to interview her. I know that she has a ministry at 7 o'clock tonight, which is 6 o'clock our time, actually, I believe. Yes, which is 6 o'clock our time. And so we're not going to give up on Miss Liz Black. I never give up on my guests, because I know that they will come through. But her schedule is very hectic. And, you know, I do want you guys to meet her, and we will meet her. But in the meantime, we need to focus on our next message. I need you to get out a sheet of paper, or I need you, for those of you who are whizzes, I need for you to just think about this. And I believe this is Miss Liz Black on the phone. I hope it is. Miss Liz Black.
Ms. I'm Liz Rita, Black. How are you?
How you doing, Miss Liz Black?
I am doing fine, Elfrieda. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for asking. I'm going to go ahead and start with these questions, if you don't mind, because I know you have to go.
It's okay. I got time.
Okay, so I can introduce you right quick?
You sure can. I'm ready for you.
All right, here we go. All right, Ms. Liz Black finally made it. Okay, she's the recipient of the Woman of Excellence Award from Reverend Al Sharpton's award showcase. She graduated from the National Broadcasters Training School and has worked with Kevin Cottrell, Donnie McClurkin, and Hezekiah Walker, to only name a few. She's a Stellar Award nominee for Radio Personality of the Year and 2013 nominee for the Reach Award. She is currently the Celebrity Chair for New Jersey and the National Ambassador for the Alliance for Lupus Research. And she has appeared in a video by Mr. Rashawn Mitchell, and also she is going to be in one of Tyler Perry's productions. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Liz Black. Ms. Liz Black, I am so glad you joined me.
I am so glad, Elfrieda, I have finally been able to join you two.
Yay. Okay, Ms. Black, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Can you tell listeners a little bit about how you became interested in radio?
Oh, boy. You know, I have been in, I modeled for a long, long time. So I was involved in, you know, reading for soap operas and billboard ads, and I did runway. So I did a lot of modeling and acting, and I had gotten into a really bad accident. I had fallen in a lobby of a building, and it prevented me from doing those things. And I went to corporate America, and I became a receptionist first and worked my way up, and then became executive to a president of a company. I also did marketing for a major company. So I stayed in corporate America for a while, and, you know, during that time, I was in church regularly. I was saved, and, you know, I just knew that there was more. And I never really went back to the acting and the modeling, but God spoke to me one time very clearly. I mean, I heard him with an audible voice tell me TV and radio. And I was like, okay, TV and radio. And I knew that whatever that meant, I had to be prepared for it. So if you want to know how I got into it, that is how I really got into it. I heard an audible voice from God. I mean audible, Elfrieda. It wasn't like, okay, someone laid hands on me or someone else spoke it. I audibly heard his voice, and I knew then that I have got to be prepared. So I started trying to find out ways. I knew nothing about radio, and I tried to find out ways of how I could now be prepared for when God did open that door. And I looked around for different schools because I didn't go to college for radio. So I had to get a quick course. And I looked at a different couple of places, and then I found this one place where you actually would call the station up. They would call the station up and say they have someone that's interested in working with them. And they actually mentor you and take you through a process. And at the time, the only Christian station in my area was WWDJ, 570, 970 AM. So I submitted to them, and that's kind of all she wrote. That's where I got my training to actually be able to go forward and do radio.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, can you talk a little bit about your 107.5 WBLS and your WLIB 24-hour station?
Sure. Well, WBLS is legendary. I mean, it's a legendary station, and everyone knows that WBLS is R&B, and I have the opportunity actually bring gospel on an R&B station. And personally, I love the opportunity to be able to do that, because the Bible tells us that we're supposed to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
Right.
So I'm not supposed to just preach the gospel in my church or with other Christians or only on a Christian station. So I love BLS. I love the BLS listeners. LIB is New York's gospel radio station, and it's just a privilege to be in the number one market, New York City, and to be on radio. Those two stations, you know, they're my heart. My listeners are my life, and I love what I do.
Oh, wow, that's great, Liz. And I like what you said about going out into all of the world, because a lot of people think that, you know, just because you're saved or just because you're in ministry, you're supposed to just go out to people who are just like you, and you don't. So I like that.
Oh, yes, I do believe in going beyond the four walls of our church, because had someone not been praying for me or doing that for me, you know I would be dead right now.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, you've been nominated for so many awards. Matter of fact, at the Stellars, I saw you on stage. But tell us what makes you proud of what God has blessed you with, and you can talk about one of your awards if you like.
I could tell you, Alfreda, the awards don't really mean much to me. I hate to say that. Of course you want them, and it would be great, but I'm at a point in my life where the award wouldn't have me. I would have the award, and I mean that saying, you know, there's sometimes that you feel like life can't go on if you didn't win this award, and, you know, that'll mean you have arrived, and I don't feel that way. My reward is when I talk to listeners that tell me that they come together as a family at 1 o'clock on Sunday mornings because that's corporate prayer time and I pray over the airwaves, or when mothers call me and let me know that, you know, maybe something has happened to their child and they want me to get in agreement with them, or when they call and they give me testimonies, like Mother Dozie, she is in her 70s, she's been smoking all her life, and I prayed during corporate prayer for her to be delivered from cigarettes and anyone else that was at the sound of my voice. And for her to call back and have a testimony that she hasn't picked up a cigarette, good God, in the morning. You can't tell me that doesn't bring joy. So, you know, the awards, amen, it's nice to be acknowledged by your peers and those in your industry as someone that's doing a good job. But to me, my awards are when I speak to the listeners and I know and they tell me that the show is making a difference in their lives, or some of the other things that I'm doing is making a difference in their lives.
Ooh, that is great, Liz Black. I like that. I like that. I like the way you put it. Excellent. Okay, I have about two more questions, and I know you have to go.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about your Tyler Perry project? I saw you post something about the Tyler Perry project that you would be doing.
Oh, yeah, that's just a walk-on. That's happening this Thursday at the Beacon Theater in New York. I think I'll be playing myself, a radio personality. It's so quick, Alfreda, that, you know, if you blink, I'll probably be off the stage already. It's not like I have lines that I'm learning, but it's an opportunity for me to be able to be a part of something that is so big.
Wow, and congratulations. I mean, just even if you're walking on stage, that's a blessing, you know? Okay, all right. Now, my last question is, what would you like for listeners to know about you or your radio station or any projects, or what encouraging words would you tell listeners?
Okay, that's a lot of questions right there, Alfreda. I'm going to break it down because I heard three in there alone. So I am going to share. I'm going to tell you when I'm on, how to stay in contact with me. And then I'll give you some words before I go. So 107.5 WBLS, I'm on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., WBLS.com. You can also listen to me 12 to 3 p.m. on Sundays on 1190 WLIB or WLIB.com. That's 12 to 3. I also have a syndicated show, Inspirations with Liz Black, that's on the Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. And they have an app where you can listen online. Again, Rejoice Musical Soul Food. And I come on from 2 to 4 on Sundays on that station. And for those that listen to WMCA 570, New York's Christian Talk, I'm on Monday through Friday from 7 to 12 midnight. So I stay busy because God has me on assignment. And I'm a firm believer that I have to do what he's called me to do as long as I'm able to do it. I'm a firm believer in that, you know, you have to trust in God. There's going to be so many times where there's discouragement and things don't look right, and you know somebody spoke a word into your life and it hasn't come to pass, or it looks like things aren't moving fast enough, you got to understand that God loves you and that is going to come to pass, but it's going to come to pass in the right time, not in your time. It's going to come to pass when you're able to keep what it is. You know, I always wanted to be on BLS and LIB, you know, years before I got on it. I started overnights on college radio volunteering for 6 years, which nobody really knows about that except, you know, those that have been with me through this process. I've been on radio for 14 years now. And, you know, I wanted to be on the big stations right out the gate. But I realize now that I needed those 6 years just to prepare me before I went to LIB, because there's things that are set up by the devil and there are things that you got to go through. And if you haven't passed a process to be able to take you to the next level, don't expect to go to the next level and be equipped and prepared and be able to keep what it is. So I just want to share, trust God, trust his process. Don't despise small beginnings, because I'm telling you, there is something big down the end of the road. And Alfreda, I'm speaking to you also, not just the listeners, but know that God has got your back. And you keep pushing, you keep persevering, and you don't give up no matter what it looks like. I had people that didn't want to service me music. I had to buy my own music. It's been a process. It's been sacrifice. It's been time, money. I pay for my own self to go to events. So understand that this is all part of what God has put inside of you, the process and the plan that you have to go through to get there. So I just want to encourage everyone today, stay connected with me on all the social media sites, Liz Black Live. You know, I answer my own email, my own tweet. I do it all myself. And, you know, sometimes I don't get back to you right away. I do the best I can on one person. The last 4 days, I ran almost 24/7. And, Alfreda, I want to thank you for being patient with me. And us getting this interview set up. It's definitely a pleasure speaking with you. And I encourage all those that are listening to continue to encourage Alfreda and listen to the broadcast and support her and tell other people what she's doing, because we need to support each other and we need to do kingdom building if we're going to make a difference in the lives of other people. And we can do it in unity. It's not me, myself, and I. It's not an ego, but it's a we-go.
Oh, wow. That is good, Liz Black. And you know what? I just want to say this, and I'm going to let you go. First of all, I really appreciate you speaking with me and interviewing with me, because I know you're very busy. I mean, if anyone would just look at your site or look at the activities, they would see that you were busy every single day. So I appreciate that. And second of all, you are just, not only do you have a powerful word, but you're very encouraging, and your spirit is just so uplifting. So I really appreciate that, and I ask God to continue to bless you and bless your family and your radio stations, and please stay in contact with me.
Oh, most definitely. Now, Alfreda, I want to ask you, is there anything that you want to ask me about radio? Not necessarily just me. About me, mm-hmm. But is there anything else that you want to ask that maybe you're like, no, I can't ask that question? I want you to feel free to ask whatever it is that you want to know.
Okay, well, great. I'm glad you said that. So how do you do your promoting? Like a lot of people know about the station, but not a lot of people. Do you see what I'm saying?
I promote on social media because it's free. And
okay.
Also have to be a type of person that understands grassroots, and you have to have a love for the people. And as you have a love for the people feel that. And if they feel the love from you, they want to be around you. They want to know what it is that you're doing. And I just love my listeners. I love those that come and support my variety show. I love those that are part of my Gospel Artist Network, where I mentor artists, those that come to the showcase. I treat like everybody is my kids or my niece, my nephew, everybody. And I just feel that that's the type of love that God has given me to nurture. So once you know what your calling is And once you know the strength that God has given you, where the area of your anointing is, that's where you gravitate toward. So to go back to your question, how do I promote? I am my promotion. The station promotes however they promote, but I promote the brand of Liz Black because that's who God has on assignment.
That's right. Oh, wow, that's powerful. Yeah, okay. And then my last thing is, Ms. Black, I'm going to be tweeting you or inboxing you if I think of any more questions because I feel like you're a great resource. And actually, you are one of my radio people that I really look up to because I really like your format. I've been following you for 2 or 3 years, and I just love, love, love your personality and just how you treat people. So I just want you to know that.
That means a lot because, you know, I run into a lot of people and, you know, like last night we just finished our Circle of Sisters, which is a 2-day event, and all three stations were involved, WBLS, WLIB, and Hot 97. We're all under the same company, Emmis Corporation. So Emmis Communications. So it was a great time, vendors, concerts. And, you know, I hosted 3 shows yesterday along with closing out the last hour of my radio broadcast, and I hadn't eaten. So by the end of the day, you know, I'm a little, I'm done. There's not too much more talking I want to do. And a woman, she said to me, you know, I was talking to some people, shaking their hand, and I went to walk away. And a woman, you know, she said to me, you know, my daughter's been waiting here to talk to you, and you just ignored her. And, you know, inside, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I don't want to be bothered right now. That's what my flesh is saying. But we have to understand every time we come in contact with someone that we could be the difference between life and death for them. Them staying with Jesus, leaving Jesus, or coming to Jesus. Oh, that's good right there. So it's real important that we, you know, watch how we, you know, speak to people, handle people. And I did say to her, you know, I didn't disrespect you, and I don't expect you to disrespect me. I did not know you were waiting. You did not say anything. I said, but I'm going to pray for your daughter. And I took her daughter's hand, and I prayed for her. And, you know, I did that as opposed to going off because it's not like we don't know how to, even though we have the Holy Ghost, but we have to refrain and let our spirit be stronger than our flesh. So, you know what, just be mindful of how you're treating others and you know, you are your own brand, as I go back to, and you're promoting the assignment that God has for you.
Well, thank you so much. And Ms. Black, if you have some things in New York that's going on, please let me know because I would like to attend some in the future, okay?
Oh, Alfreda, most definitely. I would love that. I do have some events coming up, but I'll be posting it on my page, and I'll make sure I send it to you also.
All right. And thank you so much, Ms. Black, for your time, and may God bless you.
You too, Alfreda. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Liz Black. We're finally on the same calendar and date and time, and that is just great. I'm so excited. I feel so rejuvenated. As I said before, I've always really enjoyed her ministry. I've enjoyed her radio, and I've been eyeing her radio for a long time, at least for about 4 or 5 years. And so God has finally allowed us to connect, which she would be at different events, but it would be so just packed and full that I wouldn't have the opportunity to interview with her. And so we finally have a chance. So I hope to see her as well at some other events. But ladies and gentlemen, as I said, that was Ms. Liz Black from WBLS and WLIB. Be sure to connect with her on Facebook and Twitter. I see a lot of my friends who post a lot of things about WBLS. She works with all of the gospel artists. She's well-known in New York and around the world. She has a great spirit. You know, she's just a great person. She's just a great person. So be sure to connect with her on Facebook and support her station as well. Okay, I want to just give you
a quick revelation of what the Lord gave me about the alterations of life. And we're going to really talk about that, the alterations of life, when we talk about our youth on tomorrow and then on Wednesday when we have our prayer session. And so I want to just give you a brief synopsis of what we're going to talk about as far as alterations are concerned, okay? So I hope you still have your sheet of paper, and I hope that those of you who are whiz still have your mind set. Let's turn the page and let's get our mind set on our next topic. I'm going to give us 30 seconds to, first of all, come back down and to get ready for the revelation of God. So I'll give us about 30 seconds. Okay, about 10 seconds. Okay, let's talk about, I want you to get us the sheet of paper, or I want you to think about this, and I want you to write, for those of you who have paper, revelation of God. And I want you to write alterations of life, God as our seamstress. Okay? I want you to think about this particular question. And this particular presentation is only going to be about 5 to 10 minutes. So brace yourselves, because it's going to be quick, but it's also going to hold us over until Wednesday. Okay? Then after Wednesday, well, then on Wednesday, I need to fill you back up. All right? So we have to be able to make it until Wednesday. So when we talk about the alterations of life and God as our seamstress, I want you to think about this. What do you do with your clothes when they have broken zippers? When they are too big or too small, what do you do with your clothes? What do you do with your clothes? And some people are writing this down, so I'm going to say it slow. What do you do with your clothes when they are too big, too small, or the zipper is broken? And I'm going to give you about a minute to think about that. What do you do with them? What do you do with your clothes? Okay. Some of you may have said, when my clothes are too big, I get rid of them. Some of you may have said, when my clothes are too small, I either try to lose weight or I give them to someone who's that size. Some of you may say that when my zipper is broken, I usually throw the clothes away or I take it to a seamstress. Okay? Now, let me tell you what the revelation of God says. God says that there are many alterations in our lives, and there will be. Because if you notice that on last week, I said that that was the testing week. The Lord was going to test us. I said on this week, the Lord spoke recovery, meaning that we're going to recover anything that we lost last week, whatever it is. But in this particular recovery, we're embarking on a new path entitled The Alterations of Life, ladies and gentlemen, The Alterations of Life. The Lord wants to bless many people. And I didn't tell my guest who just left, Ms. Liz Black, but she is going to get immensely blessed for so many reasons. The Lord wants to bless so many people all over this land and country, believe me or not.
And the Lord says that there are going to be alterations in our lives, okay? These particular alterations deal with particular places. It deals with a mindset. It deals with people. It deals with careers. It deals with the enhancement of our confidence. It deals with our relationships. We're talking about all different types of relationships. It deals with our spirituality. The Lord says that there's going to be some alterations to our lives. And in order for us to be able to step into our destiny, we must make God our seamstress. There are going to be some huge blessings for little people like me. There are going to be some huge places that we are invited to go to or that we are favorite to go to, but the places may seem too big for us, so we're going to have to allow the Lord to be our seamstress. And the Lord says sometimes take out some of the hem so that we can increase our faith and our confidence. He says, and then in some people, he's going to have to put a hem in, he says, because we've gotten too big for ourselves. He says he calls that ego. He calls that overconfidence. He said, but he wants to make some alterations within our lives. He says, there are some people who are broken. You may be broken because of someone who may have left you. Someone may have passed away. You may have, you may feel depressed. You may be going through something. You may not know where to turn, but he says there are going to be some alterations in your life. And guess who is the seamstress? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so what God is saying, the revelation of God today is saying that we have to be prepared for the alterations of life. He says because he is our seamstress, he says he's going to either do one of three things. He's going to either hem us back up, right? Because we've gotten so big and we're so overconfident and we're so inflated. He said, or he's going to have to let the hem out because we're not confident enough in the promise that he gave us. He says, or for those who are broken, he is going to have to mend us back together again. And he talks about the word unity. He talks about unifying, and that is the importance of the 1 and 14, especially the 14. He speaks about unity. And so I want you, and I don't know what the Lord is going to ask that we write down or remember, but I want you to get your piece of paper out, and I want you to get something to write with, or I want you to get your mind set on these particular things in order to accept the alterations of life and be successful and begin to walk in your destiny. The Lord says for those of you, for those of us who need an alteration as far as to expand, because we're in such a Lord's place, but we have small confidence. The Lord says that he is getting ready. He says to overpower our confidence. He's getting ready to throw out fear and overpower our confidence. So I want you to know that within this week, you're going to have to go in with confidence. You're going to be among some people. Right? You're going to be walking into a new destiny. You're going to be walking into a new blessing. And God says you have to have confidence. You have to know that in this very thing that the Lord is giving you, that the Lord is going to give you, in this very thing that the person who is coming unto you, who is bigger than life, the Lord says you're going to have confidence in the word of God because they're asking for your service. He says you have to be, number one, confident. Confident in who? Confident in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Put a number one right by confidence. Confident in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not confident in yourself, not confident in your friends or whomever else. He says confident in yourself. Point to yourself. Say, I have to be confident in myself. Number two, when we talk about the word confident, the Lord says you have to be consistent. I want you to write consistent. The Lord says you have to be consistent, not only consistent in trusting and believing in God, but consistent in how we approach God and consistent in what we ask God. God says consistency doesn't mean that we go to him every day and we ask the Lord for the same thing. He says that's redundancy. Amen. He said, but consistency is asking and believing, right? There is a difference, and I want you to remember this. There is a difference between asking and believing and redundancy. Redundancy is continuing to doing the same thing over and over again and receiving the same results. He says consistency is continuing to hold on and have faith and then finally receiving what you've asked for. That is the difference between consistency and redundancy. Amen. Somebody say consistency and redundancy. There is a difference. He says, so we must be consistent. When? When are we supposed to be consistent? You are supposed to be. We are supposed to be consistent. He says in season and out of season. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the alterations of life and God as our seamstress. Number three, he speaks about, so God speaks about confidence. He speaks about consistency. And on consistency, I want you to put a number 14 on consistency. You see where we're going. All right. Number three, God says he want us to be unified. He speaks about unity. He says unified. Does that mean that we wear the same thing? Does that mean that we think the same way? Does that mean we look the same way? The Lord says that we should be on one accord. He says you're going to have to. He's going to have to take up those personalities who think that woe is me, or who thinks that this does not apply to me, or who thinks that this, I'm too good to do this or that. The Lord says he have to unify us into one body. He says because what? He says, because he does not have respect of persons. He says, if you want to walk into your destiny, if you want your life to be altered for success, he says you must be willing to be unified. That means you must be willing to connect with people and handle people in a way in which you want to be treated. So we talk about unity, unified. Put a number 14 by unified. So the Lord says you have to be confident, right? Who are you confident in? You're confident in God, and you believe that you can do it through the willpower of God. We're still talking about the Father and Son, ladies and gentlemen. Then he says you have to be consistent. How are we consistent? He said consistency is believing and trusting in God and something, believing that something's going to happen, and it does. He said redundancy is doing the same thing over and over again, and nothing happens. You're just going through the motions. It's kind of like a hamster. When a hamster's in a cage and they're just going around in circles and circles. Once the hamster finishes, what happens? The hamster is dizzy. So, but the Lord said with consistency, he says, when you're consistent, you continue to do it, right? You continue to do it until something happens. Amen. Then he says unified. He says we can't think that, and this is the part where God says this, with some of us, he's going to have to hem us up. He said, because our ego gets in the way. He says, because we think we're too good, or we think we're better than everybody else. He says, our ego gets away. But guess what? God says he have no respect of person. God wants to take us somewhere. So put a number 14. Number four, the Lord speaks about obedience. He says obedience is very important. Not only is obedience important with children, he says, but with adults as well. You're trying to get to your destiny. You're trying to take up some things that are hindering you from walking. Amen. God says that sometimes you have to take up things because your pants are too long and you're tripping over your pants and you're falling. And he says, because we fall so much, amen, he has to take up our pants and he has to hem them so that they can fit. They can be tailor-made where we can walk with ease and get to our destination. There's some things in life that's tripping us up because we're disobedient. We're hard-headed. He said that goes from kids to adults. He said we're hard-headed and we want to do it our way or the highway. He said, but it's his way, especially if you want to walk into your destiny, especially if you want a breakthrough, especially if you want to be blessed. So the Lord speaks about obedience. And with obedience, right, the Lord says put a number 1 and a number 14, and I'm going to explain the significance of this. With obedience, put a number 1 and number 14. And then here's the final one. The Lord says now that you're confident, you have consistency, you're unified in your obedience, he said that you can't do nothing but pray. And when you pray unto God, he says something is going to happen. A lot of people ask, why didn't you put prayer at the beginning? Because the Lord says that if your heart is not fixed and your mind is not made up, that's how people fall into a trap of praying amiss. He said, because the reason why we pray amiss is because we are not confident and we don't believe in God. God has to consecrate us, ladies and gentlemen, before we can begin to experience, right, his blessings. And before we can get into the presence of God, we have to be clean and we have to be upright and we have to be blameless before we go unto God. So he speaks about the alterations of life and him being our seamstress. He said prayer is very important. Ladies and gentlemen, on prayer, I want you to put a 14 and then I want you to put a 1. Now let me explain this, because a lot of you are getting ready right now to walk into your destiny. And many people, when I say that you're getting ready to walk into your destiny, you think that you're going to a place. You're literally walking. The Lord is about to unleash some things in your life that is going to help your life run smooth. He's going to bless you financially. He's going to bless you career-wise. He's going to make you independent as in you are your boss. He's going to make you independent as you begin to trust in God. He's going to make you independent as you're able to do things, but you depend on God. And that's what God, that's the place that he wants to take us. He's about to just break through some people's lives. He's about to take up some stuff. He's about to take some hymns out. So when we talk about confidence, and I'm going to be short with this, I have 5 points to make and then announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night for today. 5 points to make. He says, number one, you must be confident in what this very thing that the Lord has promised. He says your confidence should lie in him, not in yourself. You must deny yourself and be confident. If the Lord spoke something to you, just as Sister Liz Black said, the Lord spoke to her. Right? She could actually hear the Lord speaking to her. If you are confident in God, if you have confidence in God and you know that the Lord has spoken to you, right? The Lord says continue to depend on him. He says because he is God all by himself, that's why you put a one. He said with confidence he is God all by himself, and you have to be confident and know that God can bring you through. Whatever storm you're going through, whatever you're going through, you have to do it in confidence. Number two, let's move on. We talk about consistency. Right, we put a number 14 with consistency because that is dealing with the population and culture. God says we must be consistent. When this new program, the 114, comes, the Lord says that we have to be consistent as parents. He says as community leaders, as aunts, uncles, we have to, grandparents, we have to be consistent. The systems in place that we have from when these children are born all the way up to 14, and we put 1 year old, but all the way up to 14 must be consistent. And I told you there is a difference between consistency and redundancy, right? Redundancy is a hamster just going around. Consistency means that you are consistent and you are expecting something to happen and something will happen. Redundancy is doing the same thing over and over again and nothing happens. And we put a number 14. Why do we do that? Because we're dealing with people. And people must be consistent. Why? Because God is going to be consistent whether we're consistent or not. When you wake up in the morning, you're going to serve the same God that you serve today. The Lord's personality doesn't change. Now, the only time the Lord's personality changes is when we begin to disobey him. Then we experience the wrath of God, right? We experience the wrath. So consistency is number 14, which is unity, because that deals with the people, the population, and the culture. Right? Number three, we talk about unified, unity, right? He says fathers and sons must come together. He says daughters and mothers must come together, right? Because in the Bible, he speaks about division between the father and the son. He speaks about division between the daughters and the mothers. And he said that that whole culprit is nothing but anger. He said if we can wipe out anger, not only with this workshop, but we can wipe out anger if we become unified, if we get on the same page and understand what the Lord wants us to do. No one understands the expectations of the Lord, because we fail to read our Bible, we fail to listen to the prophets, we fail to listen to the ministers. Sometimes we go to church, sometimes we don't. The Lord says that goes with consistency, and it also goes with the unified body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you have confidence in God. You have consistency, right, in expectations, consistency in parenthood. Then you are a unified body, right? And because you're unified, you have wiped out anger, which anger is the culprit of death, all right? Number four, let's talk about obedience. You know, we talk about children obeying their parents, for this is right, and their days will be longer. The Lord says obedience is very important. Not only are you obedient to your parents, but you must be first obedient unto God, which means what, ladies and gentlemen? That we're reading the Word, right? Alterations of life. Something has to change. You're going to have to make time for God. You're going to have to read the Word of God. You're going to have to get into the presence of God. Consecrate yourself and get into the presence of God. That is part of being obedient, all right? When we talk about obedience, we're talking about unity, right? Once you're obedient, you're able to be unified with people, not only the people of your household, but when you go out, you're working as a team. Like Liz Black said, she said, it's not about just me, myself, and I. It's about a unified body, working with people, being able to work with people, being able to be the father in the family, being able to be the mother of the family, being able to be the son, being able to be the daughter, right? He said, and that is how we delete division. That is how we delete anger, right? That is how we delete wrath. Then he says, number five, prayer. And a lot of people would say, they would argue that prayer should go first, but the Lord says your heart has to be right. You have to have confidence in God that when you go to him, that he's going to bless you. You have to have confidence. He says, number two, he says you have to be consistent in season and out of season. You have to be. There's a must. You must be consistent. Then he goes with unified, right? He says it doesn't have to be a lot of people when you're gathered together. He said, but wherever you gather, he said, be on one accord. Then he says obedience, right? He's talking about the household. He's talking about the father and the mother. He's talking about the sons and daughters. And being obedient to him is number one. Then we talk about prayer, right? He talks about the family. He talks about the father. He talks about the mother, praying with their children. How many of you pray with your children? How many of you do that? We want God to be our seamstress. We want God to bring a revelation. We want God to bring a breakthrough and just bless us immensely. But we refuse to have a unified prayer unit at the house. That is very strong. That breaks the yokes, right? And then prayer, so it's a 14 and a number one for prayer. And God says you have to pray to him. We're not praying to Buddha. We're not praying to our cars and our material things. We're praying unto God. Alterations of life, ladies and gentlemen, God is our seamstress. We have to depend on God. We have to trust in God. We have to believe in God that God can do everything but fail. And once we get to that point, once we understand the revelation of God, and once we allow God to be our seamstress, then we're able to move forward. We're able to break yokes. We're able to be successful. We're able to walk into the path of righteousness. Does that mean that we're going to be perfect? Of course not. But it means that we're perfecting, as I said before, our walk on a daily basis. So I'm just going to reiterate these five. For the alterations of life, God is our seamstress. We must have confidence. We must be consistent. We must be unified. We must be obedient. And we must always pray. And I'm going to sum up our interview with Ms. Liz Black. And basically what she said is that the greatest gift of anything that we do is when we hear testimonies from people. It's not about all the accolades, the pats on the back. It's about changing and transforming people's lives. If you look at Ms. Liz Black's resume, if you look at the places she's been and the people she's spoken with, if you look at all of the great things she has done and all of the artists and the huge names she has worked with, Sean Mitchell, all of the Yolanda Adams, all of these people, Mary, all of these people, if you look at all these people she's worked with, she has a lot to be thankful for, but she's very humble. And that's the type of people that God is looking for in his kingdom. If we accept the small things that God does, right? If we're appreciative of the little things, if we use what we have, the Lord will expand it. If we help people along the way, the Lord will help us. So, this concludes the Love, Live, Jesus ministry, but I do have some announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, I want you to check out my new website at ALFREDAEMONYA love.com. Okay, so it's ALFREDAEMONYALOVE.com. Please check it out. I'm going to add more pictures. I'm going to also add Ms. Liz Black as one of my radio connections because she is well known in New York and all around the world. And I just want you to listen to her station. And she's a very great role model. Before we begin our announcements, I want to play the song He is Faithful. Because I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you. We have 40 minutes, and I want to make this quick. I want you to listen to Ms. Karen Shoel and also connect with her on Facebook and Twitter and Refurb Nation. She has music out, new music. But I love this song entitled He is Faithful by Ms. Karen Shoel. And I want you to listen to it. And I want you to know that God is faithful. God is getting ready to make alterations in our lives. But they're alterations that will help us to be successful. But we have to have confidence, be consistent, unified, obedient, and we have to pray unto God in order to move smoothly into this new transition of our lives. But right now, I want you to listen to He is Faithful. I want you to think about what God has done for you. I want you to think about how He's kept us, and I want you to just get a closer relationship with God, because he is faithful. And I recommend today our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true.
His love and mercy, I see.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Karen Shoel. He is faithful, and God is faithful to you and me. And as I said before, be sure to connect with me at alfredaemonyalove.com. Be sure to connect with me on that particular web page. Also, you can connect with me on blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, blogtalkradio.com. /FREDALOVE. Spiritual God on the Go is online at BarnesandNobles.com, Follis.com, BookWorld.com, that's BookWhirl.com. You can catch my Spiritual God to Go there. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, radio hosts, talk show hosts, television, any individuals who would like to reach out to me, please Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love to have you on the ministry. Make sure you're praying for 205 individuals. If you have to pray for all your family members, put them all on one line. Pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, I want you to know that it is a pleasure to have each and every one of you listen to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I appreciate it so much. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. We are going higher in the Lord. In addition to that, as I said before, some of you have asked about speaking at your prospective events. Please be sure you can email me, as I said before, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 254-744-7192. That is actually my business phone, and you can call me, and I will answer that particular line, and we will make sure that I come to your particular event and speak. My topics, as I said before, has to do with the 114, which deals with our youth, setting up those systems. That's an empowerment talk because it's very intense. Actually, it's a workshop. Then I have a particular workshop entitled Successful People, and then I have a workshop that deals specifically with the ministry of God, so speaking at churches and things of that nature. The Lord, as I said before, is blessing the Love of Jesus Ministry, and I'm kind of taking a right turn because the Lord is actually placing me in a particular new focus in addition to the focus that I already have. And so we're going higher in the ministry, and the ministry is very mobile. So as the Lord showed, we will be going different places. But I want you to stay prayed up, and I want you to know that God loves each and every one of you, and I encourage each and every one of you to continue listening to the blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. I'm going to also add this particular radio station to my webpage, which is ALFREDAEMONYALOVE.com. I'm going to be sure to add that particular website. That way you guys will be able to just go to a particular area and you will be able to listen to all of the shows. And I will have many different people such as Liz Black, Judge Maybelline, just in different individuals whom you can go and listen to their particular interviews and also connect with them online and just see what they're doing. And speaking of Judge Maybelline, make sure that you're tuning in each and every day to her particular show, Justice with Judge Maybelline. I encourage you to allow your students and kids to watch this particular show as well, because it's a lot of discipline contained in there, not only for adults but for the children as well. It's a very well-versed court show. She's very, she's just a spiritual woman. She's very humble, and she's very wise, and you can learn a lot from her. I used to watch her when I was young, and I'm still young. I used to watch her when I was a kid, and I really learned a lot from her, believe it or not, and she's one of my icons, and I expect to have her back, and I expect to connect with her more and the others as well. In addition to that, I just want you guys to know, as I said before, make sure that you're putting your babies, your children, your kids to bed early. Also, make sure that you understand and know what they're doing at schools, and this is nationwide. Make sure you call into the schools. Make sure the schools are able to contact you. Make sure that when you set your clock, such as this, make sure you're setting it at least 10 to 15 minutes
early, so that that time in which we don't want to get up, we can have that particular time to play with, okay, and try to wake up so that we can make it to our places. So also make sure that your students are doing their homework. Make sure that their grades look okay. Make sure that they're safe. Make sure that you are attending the PTA meetings, the open house, different things that's going on at the prospective schools. Make sure on Wednesday nights, if you're not doing anything or if you're doing something, try to make time for God. And not only Wednesday nights, but every day we should make time for God. Pray over your kids. You know, as I said before, if you have a child who's a little wayward, you're going to have to pray. That's the only thing that's going to work. And let the Lord deal with that. And I tell you what, the Lord can deal with some situations, okay? I really want to encourage each and every one of you. And as I said before, I feel so empowered by speaking to Ms. Liz Black. She is such an inspiration. And once again, she has my heart beating fast as well. She's such an inspiration. And all of these people who we're bringing on more people. I will be connecting with some of these people who have emailed me. And if you want to be on the ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on there. On tomorrow, just know that we're going to focus on our youth, the 114 method. We're going to focus on our youth. And I'm going to speak about our youth. I'm going to come up with a subject or a topic, and I'm going to touch on the 114 again. But the topic will be related to our youth. Then on Wednesday is praying with love. And I tell you what, on Wednesdays, whatever is going on, we're going to have to pray. Because basically, that's when everyone needs the prayer the most to get through the whole week. We can't afford to skip a Wednesday. So we want to pray unto God. And as I said before, I appreciate each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Love from the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.